think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson. Now, Dr. Gridlock is in the house. He's here to talk about all of the things going on with Metro. And my gosh, there are a boatload of things. The list of things going on with Metro is as long as my arm.
But Brian.
I have very long arms.
You do.
Dr. Gridlock is Robert Thompson, of course, with Washington Post. Good morning to you, doctor.
Good morning.
All right. So listen, the big news here is that we're getting ready to start on Saturday this 25-day shutdown of the Red Line over between Fort Totten and Noma Gallaudet. And this is going to be the worst one overall. I mean, it's going to be a nightmare for a lot of people who count on the Red Line. Let's say if you're in Silver Spring and that's your main way into the city, that's going to cost you a lot of problems. But is it coming together? Is there any hope that through this sacrifice, it's actually going to be better when it's all over?
Well, there's two issues, of course, that people are looking at. One is, did they get the work done that they said they were going to get done, meaning did they replace all those track ties and rails and so forth? And yeah, that seems to be coming along fine in those segments that they're working on. But the bigger issue, the one that people really care about, is, does this mean no delays? Does this mean my ride's going to be smoother? And that's far more difficult to assess just because SafeTrack works on these specific zones, but your ride is usually going to be a lot longer than that. There's so many other things that can go wrong for Metro that we're not going to know for a good long while what the actual effect of this disruption is on the riders themselves. Are they getting gain for the pain that they're going through?
Yeah, that's exactly what you want to know. I mean, you can almost endure it if you think it's ultimately going to get better.
Yep.
But this wave of or this surge, as they call it, of SafeTrack is certainly presenting enormous problems for a major commuting pathway for a whole lot of people, isn't it, Dr. Gridlock? I mean, you're talking about from basically the Catholic University area up there in Fort Totten all the way up to just north of Union Station, and the alternatives for people to get down to downtown near Capitol Hill. North Capitol is already horrible, even with Metro running at its top level, and most of those buses are already at capacity. So what are people to do?
Well, a key thing here is that the shutdown is one thing. That's a very big thing for about 200,000 trips a day. But the other thing I think people need to realize is that Metro is going to cut back service, regular Red Line service, on much of the line. So if you don't normally travel Fort Totten to Noma Gallaudet every day, you're not out of the woods.
Oh, wow. So wait a minute. So if somebody commutes from like Rockville down to DuPont Circle, they're still going to be impacted by this?
Oh, very much so, because in order to turn back trains at Noma, Metro is going to have to reduce service on the rest of the Red Line, going from rush hour headways of supposedly, every 3 minutes to every 6 minutes. That probably doesn't sound like a lot to someone who doesn't ride Metro, but if you do ride Metro at the height of the morning rush hour, you know that a 50% cutback in service is going to be just awful. Trains are going to be so crowded, you're going to have to let a train or two pass by before you can squeeze aboard.
You know what? I don't think people understand that.
No,
I certainly didn't understand that.
That's enormous.
Oh my gosh!
So that's for the full 25 days of surge number 10.
Well, it's the effect is going to be most severe at rush hours because,
right.
of course,
right,
so many
right.
people are riding and the trains are supposed to be so frequent then. But yes, people will definitely notice the effects of this throughout the day. They'll notice it on weekends too. It starting Saturday.
And to that end, I mean, this is we just started Wizard season and Cap season, and that Red Line is a main artery for people going down to Verizon Center at night and on the weekends, and so that's going to impact that huge rush, isn't it?
Sure, Gallery Place, right under Verizon Center. You're definitely going to see the effects there.
Man.
All right, and while all this is going on, and while our service is being dramatically limited, as you have outlined, Metro's talking about raising fares. It's like the timing couldn't be worse on that, huh?
Sure, and actually, I think we're almost certain to see a proposal to increase fares come out very soon from the general manager, Paul Wiedefeld. I just don't see what else they're going to do. And of course, as you guys know, this is why people talk about a death spiral for Metro.
Yeah.
Increasing fares, decreasing service. How are things going to get better?
Yeah, a death spiral. It's not just for Obamacare.
And I should ask you also, Dr. Gridlock, this story that hit yesterday that is just outraging people, and understandably so, about this Metro operator who refused to move his train into the platform because his shift was over. What's going to be the fallout of this? Because this story illustrates in so many ways why people are so fed up with what goes on at Metro, because we feel like the people who are part of the organization just don't care about the city. They're selfish and they only care about themselves. And by the way, that doesn't mean just the union operators, but just the whole organization.
Oh, sure. That's exactly why that story resonates with people, is that they figure this is an attitude that is part of the system's problem. And indeed, it is. I would like to point out that it's gotten a lot of attention because it's so rare, the specific sort of behavior, which I believe will wind up in a disciplinary action.
A disciplinary action for the supervisor who crossed union lines and operated the train against his jurisdiction?
Well, I certainly hope not. I think that,
that
form of initiative is something we want to encourage.
All right, we got to leave it right
there. I would like to think you're right.
Dr. Gridlock, Robert Thompson with the Washington Post. It's always a pleasure to have you. Thank you, my friend.
It's 6:44, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes.